brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into overdrive here. Some stations don't carry it. I'm going to go to Tim and Chris and Marty and Livia. Am I pronouncing that right? Livia, I can't even read now anymore from 10 feet away. And then Michael, we'll get to you in the next segment. I appreciate you holding. Mike Adams is going to ride shotgun with us till 20 after, and then he's going to do another radio broadcast. Mike, get into the Whole Foods investigation.
Okay, so the group called Organic Spies had released a big video last year where they showed Whole Foods employees on camera saying that Whole Foods did not sell any GMOs at all. And that was big news. It was false information because Whole Foods sells all kinds of GMOs. And it forced Whole Foods into a position where they had to actually issue public relations statements and admit, yeah, we sell lots of GMOs. We don't even know how many GMOs we sell. That's one of their quotes because it's everywhere. And then they announced that they're going to have GMO labeling requirements by 2018. But in that, they denied that they had trained their employees to lie about GMOs. That was their denial. Well, today, Organic Spies has issued a new video that we posted because YouTube will censor it if you post it on YouTube. So we posted it over on Natural News. This video features a woman who describes herself as a former Whole Foods employee. And I've seen documentation firsthand that seems to confirm that. I did some due diligence with this witness. And she is saying that she was trained, that the actual training of new employees at Whole Foods involve them being taught that Whole Foods sells no GMOs whatsoever.
You mean Whole Paycheck?
Whole Paycheck, right. In addition to that, Organic Spies alleges that Whole Foods is a, quote, organic fraud machine because they have been certified as a, quote, certified organic grocer by CCOF. And this is misleading people, they say, into thinking that everything the store sells is organic.
Well, they have it painted on the side of some of the stores that everything is organic.
Or nothing artificial.
Yeah, yeah.
The big slogan, I think. And that's a false slogan as well, because GMOs are, by definition, artificial. So Whole Foods is, once again, appears to be caught in quite some big deceptions here.
Now, and it's almost worse than the guys that openly push GMO, because they're acting like they're not.
Well, exactly. A lot of people go to Whole Foods and they think that everything Whole Foods sells, even at the buffet, they have a nice salad bar, that looks very beautiful. But many of the ingredients in their salad bar are GMO and not organic. So Whole Foods store sells a lot of foods grown with pesticides, herbicides, genetically modified ingredients. And yet they can mislead people into thinking that everything they sell is pure and pristine. And
this is the only way the establishment can win, because if we vote with our dollars and only buy organic and quality stuff, it will convert the market,
right,
take over, and heal us. But if they can then camouflage it, then they win,
yeah,
and then it's a double ripoff.
Right, and Whole Foods is really masterful at using what I call fuzzy language to try to create this warm and fuzzy feeling, but then what they're actually saying doesn't stand up. So we actually have, I think we have a video segment here that has this witness, this former Whole Foods employee testifying on camera what happened. If you've got that.
Yeah, let's roll that clip.
First or second day, all the team members are given a general information guide. And it's called the Gig Book. And it's kind of like a guide for the team members if they have any questions. When we first started, we had it's called a day one and a day two, and they teach us about the core values of Whole Foods Market. The core values of nothing artificial, everything's natural. I think it's in their advertising, too, that nothing ever artificial. When I first started at Whole Foods, I didn't know what a GMO was. I had no idea what it was. They taught us what it was and how Whole Foods Market did not carry GMOs.
There you go. That's
so it. The customer would have came up to me.
They taught us what it was, and they taught us that Whole Foods Market did not carry
GMOs. And then she goes on, if a customer came over, we were telling them they didn't.
Exactly, exactly. So this was this.
We need to get somebody to go get a job there and record it all.
They're not doing it anymore, I don't think. This stopped in 2012, I believe.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back. About to go to your phone calls. Appreciate you holding, but finishing up with Whole Foods, I'm not trying to pick on Whole Foods here. I've had a minority of people say, hey, at least they're trying, leave them alone. If I go spend money there, and it's so Orwellian now that when I go there, like every few weeks with my wife, she goes a couple times a week, but I go every few weeks with her and the kids, people will walk over and go, this was a wise choice. And I thought the first few times this happened earlier this year that it was a fluke. Then I went to other Whole Foods around town. Depending on where we're at, we'll pull in and get some stuff because we're trying to only feed non-GMO organic stuff to our children. We're really trying. And because it's immoral if we don't, but I don't know how average families pay for this stuff. And this is like hurting us. It costs so much. And then you figure out there's a bunch of manipulation going on. But what's this weird social thing when they walk over and go, good choice? And it's like a Soviet re-education camp.
Well, from what I've been told by former Whole Foods employees, they are trained to treat customers as if they're visiting some kind of a luxury spa. You know, it's a positive sort of vibe. You're supposed to reinforce the customer's purchasing decision there at Whole Foods. And I don't have any problem with that. That's whatever. That's fine. But my issue is that Whole Foods needs to be more transparent and more honest about the nature of the foods that they're selling and the training that they're given to employees. And I'm glad Whole Foods exists. You know, I shop there from time to time as well. But I also know how to look for the difference between GMO and non-GMO. And a lot of people don't. So many people can be easily deceived if these claims, like certified organic grocer, a big sign on the wall with a USDA symbol.
Well, my point is then they ought to have sections, and I know they kind of do, where this side of the store really is right. And this side isn't. But they don't. Right. They want to overcharge you because if they get non-GMO stuff, they have to pay more for it. But they can get the GMO, non-organic, kind of fool you mixing it together.
Right.
It's about ripping you off.
It's the fuzzy language again. They use a lot of fuzzy language. They say they have a sign that says something like, quality matters. Every product in our store is carefully considered.
And selected.
Carefully selected or evaluated. Well, you know, the same could be said for a porn shop. I mean, that doesn't mean
anything. We carefully select the gun we shoot you in the head with.
I mean, that claim, anybody can make that claim. You know, it doesn't mean anything. A pesticide retailer could say, we carefully evaluate all our pesticides. That doesn't mean anything. This is fuzzy language. There are other stores that say we don't sell produce grown with pesticides, like Natural Grocers, I think, is one of them. And that's the kind of claim that we like to see. We like to see, if I walk in the door, everything there, man, every produce, every vegetable, every fruit is organic, and then I don't have to think about it. I want to have that level of trust in a retailer so I can walk in and just shop and don't have to evaluate everything like a lab technician. You know?
And by the way, Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton's InfoWars investigation last year really spurred a lot. Your investigation did, because you have high-level sources. We're going to calls momentarily. It's really shaken them up, and that's good. It shows that real alternative media has an effect.
Organic Spies is playing a very important role in society, just like InfoWars and Natural News. We are the organizations that force corporations to behave with the ethics that they should behave with on their own, but often do not.
Yeah, but how does YouTube and Whole Foods censor that when you're allowed to talk to a former employee?
YouTube censorship is highly selective and completely done without merit. They censor, you know, they get a letter from a corporation to take something down that they don't like, and they take it down. You know, YouTube is a vehicle of mass censorship.
And it's getting worse.
It's getting worse. And what's really worrisome is that they're censoring information that is in the public interest. So the reports that you put out, that I put out, that Organic Spies just did, this is in the public interest to know this. This is what the First Amendment is based on, is the public has a right to know.
Yeah, these YouTube employees, when they get an order and they go look at something and it's a thing about Whole Foods lying about stuff being organic, I mean, we should get awards for these reports.
Absolutely.
Not censored.
Yes. No.
If Whole Foods thinks we're lying, sue us. That's what you've got to do to take something down. Prove it in court. Come on.
Right. And they can't, because we actually conduct a lot of due diligence, just like your reporters do. We actually do more research. When I say we, I mean the alternative new media, like your organization and mine. We do more research than the mainstream media by far, orders of magnitude more. They just copy and paste. They take a White House press release, copy, paste it, put their name on it, boom, it's out there in the press. We do original research. We do due diligence. We check our facts. We do laboratory studies. We do hidden camera interviews. This is real journalism, Alex. This is why InfoWars, Natural News, many others out there who are doing this, we are the new media.
Exactly. What do you make of Feinstein coming out? And we're going to protect journalists, and it gets rid of the First Amendment for everybody but their lapdogs.
That was her attack on Matt Drudge. That was expressly targeting Matt Drudge. They're trying to say he's not a journalist. Are you kidding me? Matt Drudge is one of the great American journalists in history.
That's why the Pentagon said they're worried about Drudge and other big sites like InfoWars, because something comes out, they can't control it.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly the basis of liberty. We need sources of information that they can't control. And we've got it. And we need to fight to the...
And we're not just as good as the Washington Post or New York Times. They've all been proven to be paid off in lying.
Yeah.
We are better.
Absolutely. Qualitatively better. Ethically
Instead
better.
Of just saying we're as good, because I've been given that advice, it's true, we are as good. No, we are better.
We serve a higher role in society.
We break more big news. We've Absolutely. Got a track record of not being paid off.
Right, right. Exactly. We don't take money from vaccine companies. I know you don't. We don't take money.
They could offer me $1 billion and I wouldn't take
matter.
It.
No, because being involved in the mass poisoning of children, a chemical holocaust that's injected into children, is not something that I would...
My dad is a medical manager. Got offered a job for a company in healthcare management where he'd made 3 times more money. It had vaccines involved, and he's now so informed on this, he turned it down.
Good for him. That's what we have to do.
Because but it's not even a decision. I am not right. going to be involved hurting people.
Yeah. I mean, History, by the way, will prove us correct. History will show that the mass chemical holocaust of our children and our population, and I'm not talking about just vaccines, but even the things in the food, the medicine, the synthetic chemicals, that was an era of destruction where humanity very nearly destroyed itself. And I'm hoping humanity survives this so that we can write the history books.
You're right.
But
by the way, we're going to the bottom of the hour. If you need to do that show here, too, because I know you got to do a show, you can use our studio. We're going to skip the network break, go to these calls now. Tim, Chris, Marty, everybody that's patiently holding, this is so historical what's happening. And you're right. But some people go, wow, you know, your dad got offered triple the money by a company, but a big part of it would have been pushing vaccines. So he said, no, wow, that's most people would just take it. Folks,
right.
By the way, I know there's some evidence that you can get acquired immunity through vaccines. It's a 500-year-old technology, going back to smallpox. But then there's all the evidence that it gives you other immune system problems, you name it. It's
Exactly.
People say, oh, you don't believe in science. These companies are a bunch of eugenicists.
Well, I mean, if they could have just the virus that they're trying to give you immunity to, just that one virus and not the 50 other hidden viruses that are in the vaccine, and if they take the mercury out and they take these other things out, I would not necessarily, I couldn't be as animated against
it. It needs to be more studied. There shouldn't be some secret court.
Safe.
Well, exactly. But plus, the elites all get special vaccines no one else can get.
Clean vaccines.
Yeah, they call them clean vaccines.
Right. But
I want those.
The masses get mercury vaccines, and that's on purpose. One vial.
That's the ruling corrupt eugenics class who's been caught doing all these secret murderous tests.
Yep.
Hitting us. I mean, they are attacking us. And they are shooting bullets in the little children's brains with these shots. And I'll go further. With a grand jury, with courts, with the evidence of the history, I think the people that are pushing this and designed it should be executed. I don't think they should just be arrested.
Well,
I think the Bayer pharmaceutical executives for a decade that knowingly put HIV and hepatitis in millions of people's factor VIII, I think they should be tried, convicted, and hung.
I think they should just be injected with 10,000 of their own vaccines and see what happens.
That's a good idea.
If they're a big machine, we're like
200 needles.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, they should safe and effective. We'll see. You know they're going to die.
Of course.
I mean, you put 40 vaccines in a kid by the time they're one. Let's give these executives 200 shots. I guarantee you they're going to die right there.
They will die because if you eat mercury, you don't absorb most of it. Digestion actually takes care of it, protects you from
it. That's a great idea.
But if you inject mercury into the muscle tissue, which is where it's injected, 100% of that mercury goes into your blood.
Almost all of it.
Yeah, 99. Into your bloodstream. This bypasses all the protections that your body has. This is bypassing nature's self-defense for your body.
I think that's a good idea. How about these executives? Piers Morgan took the flu shot
and got sick.
And literally, they thought he was going to die.
Yeah, he got really sick from one shot, man. Imagine. I mean, we should have I thought about doing this.
Yeah, I talked to him in private, you know, at the thing, and we'll after, and they said, oh, you're right. He's like, you're right about shots, by the way. Because now he knows. He took it, and 2 days later, almost started dying for 3 weeks.
We should offer a pharmaceutical executive $1,000 a shot to take 1,000 vaccine shots. That's $1 million to take 1,000 vaccine shots all at once, which they insist is perfectly safe.
They've said 1,000 shots would be safe.
They said 100,000 would be safe.
Hey, wait, that professor, we ought to say just 1,000.
Yeah, just take
1,000. One day, you get $1 million.
Yeah. We should offer them $1 million to take 1,000 shots, but they have to be the same vials that you can go get at CVS pharmacy or the.
Well, they'll say that's too much volume in the body. Let's give them a week to take them. You know they're going to die. They're going to die. What? Probably after 200.
If they don't die, they're going to be severely brain damaged, kidney damaged, and liver damaged from the mercury. They're going to be damaged in some.
Oh man, I know troops when they give them like 10 shots who have convulsions. It'll kill them.
Yeah, they'll probably convulse and die. You're right. They'll probably go into a coma right there on the spot. But I think that would be a great challenge to issue to say we offer $1 million to any vaccine company executive that will take 1,000 vaccine shots within, let's say, give them 72 hours to take 1,000 shots and see if they live. If they live, I'll be amazed.
Oh, they'll die. I think they will go into cardiac arrest. I mean, they'll stop it after.
After they start convulsing?
Well, yeah, I bet after like 30 shots, they start dying.
I don't know. Maybe they could take 100, but they're going to suffer real long-term damage. Because also remember, children are more susceptible than adults. So we're talking about an adult here that is.
Wait, if we ever defeat the eugenicists and all the documents come out, and we have big trials and everything, that we could create sort of an electric chair, an injection chair.
With vaccines.
And I'm not into torture, but like, kill them with their own vaccines. Oh, that's a great idea.
It could be a very effective.
Like an Iron challenge. Maiden, but like 1,000 needles. And you just slam it shut, right. Hit the button.
Oh, man, yeah. And just use off-the-shelf vials, you know, the ones that they're giving the population.
This is your... Well, that would be terrorism to give them the shots. That's only for us.
I went to CVS and I asked to buy a vial of the flu shot. I said, I want to buy the vaccine. They said, great. Just go back to the pharmacy. I said, no, I want to buy a vial of the vaccine. They said, you can't buy that. I said, why? They said, that's a controlled substance. So wait a minute.
They don't want you putting it under an electron microscope.
Exactly. You can buy an injection of it, but you can't buy the vial because it's so dangerous that it's controlled? Really? What am I going
to
do with it?
Well, they caught him. We got to go to calls. I'm hogging. I'm
sorry.
Everything. Oh, look. Look, there's the CVS worker.
Oh. The perfect vaccine weapon.
Freddy Krueger.
Crazy, man.
All right. Let's go to...
Krueger, the vaccine spokesman.
Oh, man. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. We'll go to Chris and everybody else. I apologize. I'm hogging Mike here. Go ahead, Tim.
Krueger. Man. Are you there, Alex?
Yeah, I am. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just got to keep it real quick. First-time caller, long-time listener, but, we've come a long way in the last 10 years, the last decade, with marijuana and the marijuana laws and the medical
marijuana.
Well,
actually, it's gotten worse. They act like they're legalizing it. They're taking people's kids everywhere when they have an MD prescribed in Colorado and California for glaucoma. They take your child to the CPS torture chamber. That's CBS News. And so, I mean, that's really horrible stuff going on, right? Everybody should know. Okay, and by the way, about a third of the time they have false positives. They're taking a lot of kids when you go in to have a baby or surgery or whatever, false positives. And they don't care. They're going to take your kid.
Yeah.
They want to get them, and they want to murder them as quickly as possible with vaccines.
There's also a lot of false positives in the AIDS world, the HIV test.
Oh, yeah, that's all a giant scam.
Of having HIV and infecting someone else, and a lot of that's totally false.
It was a lot of viruses that mimic it, sure. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir. Your point about the medical marijuana thing.
I had seen a video this morning on the news up in Michigan where a gentleman that had been from the state, been given right to grow marijuana medically for his MS and his epilepsy, and they went and they took, a judge signed a paper to take a kid.
Sir, I'm at restaurants in Barton Springs, and all I hear is people going, they took my brother's kid, or they took my kid, and people have no survival instincts. It's like, well, I guess that's the end of the kid. Yeah, I went and had a blood test for insurance, and they found marijuana. Folks, you don't just go to jail now, they kidnap your kids. The government is run by satanic pedophiles.
And when they kidnap them, what do? They inject them with all this.
They give them 7 psychotropics until they murdering filth of hell. God bless you, Tim. Let's talk to Chris in Deutschland. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello. You're on the air, sir.
Hello. My name is Chris. I'm from Germany. I'm listening to your show since 2 years, and I really enjoy it.
Well, God bless you, sir. Oh, yeah, they've outlawed homeschooling there, and when your people flee here, Holder grabs them and ships them back to have the children taken.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. One of my hardest questions would be, how about you accuse the United Nations? I mean, what are your 3 reasons against the United Nations?
Well, here's the deal. We see the UN actually doing good now with the Security Council blocking, but that's only because it had a little power in the Security Council, and Russia has always been corrupt and would vote along with the globalists here. Now they're blocking, attacking it, so they're trying to rework that and ignoring it. But the UN was created by the Rockefellers, and it was meant to be a vehicle of evil. But when people are trying to start World War III, you know, sometimes even something set up to do bad stuff can end up being used for good. Mike Adams, your comment on that.
No, I agree with you completely. The UN is a dangerous organization because of the concentration of power in the hands of the few globalists. But as with any such organization, it can occasionally intervene in a positive way.
Broken clocks are right twice a day.
Yeah, right. I don't think their intention is to help humanity. I think they were forced into that position.
Well, look, when you have 91% against something, Congress was forced.
Yeah.
Look, it didn't matter what their garbage does. We, the people, are waking up. But are folks starting to wake up over there in Germany?
Yes, I'm trying to wake them up, and especially with your appearance on Piers Morgan in January this year. I'm going to show my friends, hey, come on. This is a video of a guy who challenges the system, and I showed them your video, Alex, of challenging Piers Morgan, and I started it 2 minutes in, and 90% of my friends, they were listening to the video till the end, because when you were like, Hitler took the guns, Stalin took the guns, etc., they were all fans of it. And
Alex, let's challenge Piers Morgan to 1,000 vaccine shots.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because you know he could.
No. I officially offer him $1 million. He can broadcast from wherever he wants, but I'm going to be there. And every night he'll be given over five nights, he'll be given
200 shots a night.
200 shots a night.
Until he reaches 1,000 or something else happens.
Yeah.
The Piers Morgan vaccine shot.
And I predict he will collapse in cardiac arrest after 150 shots.
You know, first of all, he's never going to accept this. He almost died from one shot.
No, but this is the kind of stuff that stunts.
Yeah.
We should go to the UN with a complaint of human rights over fluoride in the water as a chemical weapon.
Yes.
And show on the chart how it is.
Yeah.
Show how the Nazis and Soviets put it in the water of work camps. And even if the UN itself is corrupt, you use that stage as a publicity stunt.
Well, that's
and you go to city council and you just attack and attack and attack and attack and attack from every angle, just viciously, never stopping. We'll bring the enemy down.
Well, but I want to make sure this is official. This is not a joke. You're officially offering $1 million to Piers Morgan if he takes a thousand.
Yes, I am offering Piers Morgan an advocate of it. Or any other scientist that vaccine pusher he can find.
Right.
If they want to split it together.
Executive. CEO of Merck.
CEO of Merck. I'll offer him $1 million, too.
Right.
To publicly take, but we have to vet it with our third party.
It's got to be proof. Regular vaccines, not
live webcam. Vaccines.
Right.
Hell, I'll give them 2 weeks to do it. Because let me tell you, that'll kill them. 1,000 vaccines will kill them.
I believe that's true.
And of course, the media will spin this. We have all the famous quotes,
right,
Mike, where all these executives say, you could have 1,000. You could have
10,000. One guy says 100,000. That's his quote. That is 100,000 vaccines for children. So let's see if he'll take just a fraction of that himself.
By the way, that's so ridiculous. That's like barrels. 100,000. How many barrels is that?
Well, I think they mean if you combine all the viral elements, they're not talking about, you know, gallons and gallons of saline.
But I mean, there's enough mercury in. I mean, they've got studies out a decade ago where three flu shots in the elderly double Alzheimer's. That's like CBC.
No, the flu shots are devastating. But this is a great. I'm really glad that this happened here today, because this is.
How about we lower it? 100 flu shots.
No.
It'll kill him.
No, I think you got to stick with 1,000, because that's still a fraction of what they say children can take. And 1,000 shots. I mean, you're paying them $1,000 a shot, right? That's a good deal if vaccines are safe. To get $1,000.
That's it. Offer him $1 million to take 1,000.
There you go.
Let's pick a really nasty one. The 500 are flu shot, yeah. and
Gardasil.
100 are Gardasil.
Right. A cocktail.
I mean, one of those will kill you. there it is.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. But basically, InfoWars can come up with the cocktail that's part of the offer.
Well, let's make the offer official. 100 Gardasil, 100 Hep B, 500 flu. Okay, so we got 300 more here.
Yeah, do
hepatitis? I don't know where did hepatitis. How about meningitis?
Whooping cough and meningitis. Those are both good.
Oh, polio vaccine.
Oh, yes, polio. Definitely.
100 of those.
Right.
And they want to give the troops, how about 100 anthrax shots?
Oh, nice.
That is the most deadly, actually.
Well, you're thinking.
Let's, 100 smallpox.
Like a chemist over here.
Exactly. Well, it's safe and effective.
Yeah, 100 it is.
100 anthrax.
Yep.
Oh, neighbor, it's so good to have you here.
They have to sign a release. They have to sign a release because they die. They can't come out.
100 anthrax, 100 smallpox, 100 flu, 100 Gardasil.
They're gone.
100.
They're gone.
Hey, I mean it, and I got it. $1
million. $1 million.
Piers Morgan, 1 million smackers. If you take 1,000 vaccines, I'll give you 2 weeks. You'll be dead before you take 100.
Oh, man.
Come on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the House has voted 230 to 189 to fund the government, but to defund Obamacare. And good job to House Republicans. Because as bad as they are angels compared to Obama. And I always am the person, you know, who coined the term left-right paradigm. They try to keep you in a left-right paradigm to make us fight with each other when it's we the people against the globalist, we the people who are under attack. But there is reality within the left and right at the grassroots. There are different policies, different groups, different lobbying arms within that controlled paradigm. And I would like to see more people like Rand Paul, who's pro-gun, pro-national sovereignty, low taxes, the things that made this country great. I would like to see him president. I would like to see Democrats and Republicans. I would vote for Democrats right now if they acted anything like Ron Paul or Rand Paul. I don't care what they were called. As long as they promote the basic context of freedom. And that's what it comes down to. So when I say left-right paradigm, we need to get outside just my party right or wrong, or I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. Well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to back Obama striking Syria out of loyalty. You're supposed to be loyal to common sense, loyal to what's right. Plus, life's so much easier if you just do what's right. You know, sometimes in business or life, I want to do something that seems like it's wrong because it would help me get things done. And I always just do the right thing, and it always turns out better. But people think cheating and stealing or cutting corners or lying is the way to get ahead. And long term, it's not. Even for the elite themselves that have gotten into full control through fraud, long term, we're now here long term, 100 years of the Federal Reserve this year. It'll be 100 years starting next year, December 23rd, 1913. So December 23rd, we're going to be live on air for 100 years of the bankers in control of America. They got a beachhead in 1913, but since then, they have pretty much taken everything over except for a little bit of states' rights and individuals waking up. And the minute we realize their takeover is fraudulent, the minute we realize that they took over by fraud, it's all null and void, ladies and gentlemen, and we can begin to turn the tide. And we are on the verge of turning the tide right now. So we're going to open the phones up for callers who want to call in on any subject, as long as you're a first-time caller, the situation in Syria, the Republican leadership. Again, the Republican leadership in the House has been, to a great extent, anti-war, except for Boehner, the Speaker. The Republican leadership in the Senate has been diabolically warmongering. But you've got the Republican leadership in the House not letting them pass gun bans, not letting them pass restrictions on free speech, trying to repeal Obamacare and so many other things. There is a core of good people in there. And it is so important to get libertarian constitutionalist types elected coming up. And I know there's election fraud as well. But when there's overwhelming landslides, according to all the election fraud experts that we've interviewed, when there's a landslide, it's very hard for them to spin that because they know how obvious it is, and they tend to back off when it's a landslide. So we need to absolutely push now. America is waking up to tyranny. They have heard the lies of socialism. They believed in them. It didn't deliver. Now they are turning towards the Constitution again. And we have to explain to people that the globalists are in control. And it's not capitalism that didn't deliver. It was allowing combines, monopoly men, to get control of the system that brought us to this point. And it's so essential during this time of great change that we explain it's the globalist that engineered the current civilization we're in that's so predatory. And that it's now time for all of us to get the word out about what made this country great versus what the establishment is trying to push, more tyranny, more centralization that got us into this position. But going back to the Iran situation, here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this Friday edition. Senator Lindsey Graham to seek authorization for U.S. attack on Iran. He's one of the strongest advocates of an American military strike, you mean a globalist military strike, against the Assad regime in Syria. He was unhappy when President Obama decided to seek congressional authorization for an attack. Yeah, because that's constitutional and that's anathema to him. And then unhappy when his fellow lawmakers voiced disapproval of the president's plan. Graham believes the diplomatic path chosen by the administration will lead to a debacle. Now, the debacle is that you guys tried to push a totally illegal war, and our own joint chiefs of staff and the chairman and the military in one voice said, we're not war criminals. Enough of this fraud. We're not buying the PSYOP. The Russians have put 11 ships there. They say they're going to defend. This could lead to World War III. We don't like siding with Al-Qaeda. We're sick of your lies. We know you stood down in Benghazi. By the way, there's a video on our YouTube channel that is my rant yesterday, and the headline is, was the SWAT team ordered to stand down? And this is an example of my whole crew. You guys called Dave and have him change that. Thanks. I forgot to do that this morning. It's admitted the SWAT team was ordered to stand down. They've gone public. It's in the BBC at the Navy Yard. They got there 5 minutes after. Turned out one team was at the Capitol. The other team was in armored trucks coming from a training ground, fully suited and loaded, back to barracks. That's how they were there 5 minutes before. Because I have inside contacts, not just what's in BBC. I have inside contacts, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And we know exactly. They were there 5 minutes at the gate. And then they were, because the police were calling them there. And then they were told, oh, sorry, order from the Justice Department, stand down for 45 more minutes. Unbelievable. Very suspicious, folks, but shifting gears. Senator Lindsey Graham to seek authorization for U.S. attack on Iran. White House, Obama willing to meet with Iran's new leader, Rouhani, who is not seen as hardline compared to Ahmadinejad. Well, isn't that just terrible that the Iranians want peace? Well, that's just evil. And Obama's being forced to act like, you know, he's being diplomatic. It's a little embarrassing. But guaranteed, their plan is to attack because the planets are aligned politically. They want to divert away from all the scandals that Obama has. Saudi Arabia is a big player. They want to go after their Shiite enemy. Turkey wants to grab part of the area and go after their Shiite enemy. Israel wants to do it and go after an old enemy, breaking the country up and turning it over to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, who cares about all those Christians, Israel, that have already 2 million have fled? I mean, listen, I want the Christian churches in this country who send so much money to Israel and are so supportive of Israel. It's really time for you to ask yourselves, you know, if you're going to spend the time looking at what's being done to the Christians of Syria. We've seen hardly anything out of the Pope, if you're Catholic, about the Christians being slaughtered there. He said a war, attacking them's not good. That's a good thing. But, I mean, where's the Pope? I mean, if the Pope came out and said this is wrong and you shouldn't kill Catholics especially, because they're Catholic, but Orthodox are being killed as well, you would think you'd hear that. But instead, the Pope is saying, hey, quit worrying about abortion so much. You know, reach out to people on other things. That's what will make us more popular. That's what goes on at the Protestant churches now. It's like, oh, we don't want to talk about issues that are serious. We just want to be like a country club or something, and then that'll make us all popular. Well, I mean, I can go to the country club if I want to, and nobody's going to be talking about abortion there. They'll be talking about their golf score or their racquetball score or their squash score or, you know, what their mistress is up to. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable, folks, how the whole world is getting behind this globalist agenda. And everybody knows I've been widely criticized for not getting into the Palestinian-Israeli thing. It's a tar ball that's never going to get fixed, tribal warfare. Thousands of years since David was fighting Goliath, it just never ends. And they want you to be on either side. Instead, I'm pointing out the globalists are manipulating both sides against the middle, but this is immoral, any way you slice it, for Israel to say, oh, we want to destabilize Syria, and so we want Al-Qaeda to have half the country. I mean, that was in Reuters Monday. And then the great part is I get to lose my liberty because of the Al-Qaeda threat that the West is, NATO, the French, disgusting French socialist leader, needs diversions as well from all his scandals. So he's all pushing it. And then Lindsey Graham up there acting like a tough guy on Fox News saying, listen, the president doesn't need to come to us. I want him to strike right now. But we're going to put it on the table just so you know you can. What a disgusting thing. And then here it is. Here it is. No time left for negotiations with Iran, Israeli minister says. No time left. It's time to attack them. Israel reportedly has between 400 and 800 weapons. There's different numbers. Nuclear weapons, Dolphin submarines, long-range missiles, medium-range cruise missiles. I mean, you know, it's incredible. And let me tell you, as all nuclear technicians, soldiers will tell you, you've heard them on the show, we've had guests, if one nuke ever goes off in a combat zone, nuclear war is about a 90% chance. In fact, what I've been told is it's going to happen. Everybody's going to release, and then that's it. It's all over. So Lindsey Graham can go to Sidearm right outside D.C., And it's got enough food and water for a decade under there. And they reportedly got swimming pools and jacuzzis in there. And just like Dr. Strangelove, they're planning on bringing, you know, large contingents of whatever the senators are into down in there. So, they'll take a bunch of your young pages in there with them, male pages or whatever, and female pages, and it'll be a big party down there while we all die of radiation poisoning. And, I don't think that's a very good idea, and I don't want to be part of that, okay? Because I don't have a bunker. I don't even have the time, the money, the energy to build one. Plus, everybody laughs at me about this, so I guess we'll all just take nation iodine and try to survive here. But just amazing. I said I'd go to your phone call. So no time left for negotiations. Iran is on course to develop a nuclear bomb within 6 months, and time has run out for further negotiations, senior Israeli official said. And that's Strategic Affairs Minister Yuval Steinitz said Iran will still believe it had room for the maneuver in dealing with world powers, and that unless it faces a credible threat from the U.S. military actions, it would not stop its nuclear activities. Folks, you can't build nuclear weapons with the systems they've got. The word I've got from my military sources is Iran already has nuclear weapons. They got them from Russian sources over a decade ago. Pakistan's got about 90 weapons. That's on record. I mean, you just, come on. Iran's already got atomic bombs, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Let's just get that out of the way here. They've already got weapons, and Israel and the United States want to take those weapons out. That's what's really going on. Iran has had its refineries and equipment blocked for decades, and they've had the refineries blown up and bombed by Western saboteur teams that have been publicly operating for 8 years inside the country. Iran's suing the U.S. over that right now. They need nuclear power to run their electricity. They want real reactors. They already have nuclear weapons, from my sources. And my sources have not been wrong yet. That's why the Joint Chiefs do not want a war with Iran, because the word is they're going to use those nuclear weapons. And Israel knows that. And that Iron Dome, folks, may not stop a nuke, or it may just detonate or be the equivalent of a dirty bomb. See, you could war game this all day. Let me just say this to everybody. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who was hired because the last three wouldn't start World War III, Dempsey was put in position because he's known as a not-too-smart guy that'll follow orders. He showed up weeks ago at midnight on record to tell Obama, you got to call this a strike off that's starting in 6 hours. You understand? He showed up and said, you've got to stop the strike. And that's even in the Washington Post yesterday. Now, why did the entire Joint Chiefs tell him don't do this? Because there's a good chance World War III is going to happen. Okay? And look, no one challenges that Israel has got a lot of nerve, okay, and that the West has a lot of nerve, everybody else, okay? We don't need to show off and have World War III. We don't need to show the Iranians how tough you are, that you're willing to go in your bunkers while we all die. And the Iranians, you know them, they're going to go ahead and do it. I mean, it's just that's a bad situation. And Israel comes out and calls Iranian president's nuclear comments deceptive, when they said, we are not seeking nuclear weapons. Well, yeah, the reason it's deceptive is because it's a peaceful program they're developing. They've already got them. Israel said on Thursday, and I have that from... Well, I think I could say where I have it. I have that from high-level Special Forces Command. And I've known that for a decade, and I've confirmed it. They've got satellites and systems that pick it up, folks. There's Russian nukes inside Iran. Iran already has nukes, folks. That's why they're talking about using tactical nukes to take out those mountain fortresses. And they're in the news going, nukes aren't that bad. Nukes aren't that big of a deal. They're looking at World War II suicide-type missions for U.S. Special Forces. If they're unable to take it out, to try to send commando groups in. That's been looked at. That's one reason that the Joint Chiefs are so freaked out. I mean, how did it work for Delta Force in the hostage rescue in Iran? I mean, this is madness, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, there were cases where they had parachuted special forces, British and USN, in World War II, and they would ski 50 miles over land and go in and blow up Hitler missile silos and stuff where they were working on nukes, blow up their heavy water facilities, blow up ships carrying heavy water. But, I mean, you know, the whole point is I'm going to go to break, come back and take your calls. Then we've got the mayor. For one, some reason, Deborah Tavares, she just called. We got some type of time zone mix up. We'll get her on next week. I want to get her on for a full hour. So we'll get that scheduled. So we got some time zone things. She just called in, but it was too late now. And then the former mayor of Salt Lake on NSA spying. They caught the whole city of Binksville. He's coming on. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the QE Unlimited. Will it really cause the implosion next year like Mark Faber? And I had that stack yesterday of economists saying that. Will you pull that for me? Thanks. And Ron Paul. And then we're going to get Mike Adams in studio, our good neighbor who lives right outside Austin. Such an asset to have Mike Adams, the health ranger at MacrillNews.com, so close to Austin. So he's going to be here in studio with us. And we are going to be breaking down so much more. You know, I haven't wanted to add to pro-war propaganda. That's why I never told you that my sources say that Iran has nukes and delivery systems. But Israel knows that. Our Pentagon knows that. And that's why this is such a serious situation. We're trying to start World War III. We'll be right. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Since last night, and I hadn't listened to my voice messages until during the break. He's got some big Benghazi breaking news, so we're going to get him on at 2 o'clock today into overdrive if he can do it. I want to go to your calls in this segment and the next, and continuing throughout the broadcast. There's some good news, too. Even AP, Reuters are all reporting that basically the entire climate change fraud has collapsed. All the computer models are confirmed to be fraudulent. We already knew that. There's been a decline over 15 years in temperature. And we're actually going to go into a cooling period, and they admit that the sun was taken out of the equation, and that it's all a fraud. So that is all collapsing. I know it collapsed for us a long time ago, okay? But, I mean, this is a rout, ladies and gentlemen. But the problem is they don't care. They're still just shutting down the power plants. So, but at least we now know it's all based on fraud. Now get the word out. It's a power grab. We've got that news, but let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Tron in Florida. You're on the air, Tron. I'll see you on the game grid.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I'm calling from Region 4, Miami, Florida. I'm in the slums in the ghetto down here. You know, I grew up in a drug-infested area. As we speak right now, I'm outside, and I see, like, undercover detectives and unmarked cars riding around the neighborhood. They do this every, almost, like, three times a week. They ride around. They randomly stop cars. They stop people that's on bikes. They stop people that's on foot, searching for drugs. They search you. No warrants, no nothing, you know?
Well, and they want to find the drugs. They need to go to the C-130s landing there at the Special Forces Command in Tampa, and they can get all the drugs right there.
You know, it's just crazy because they don't want the drugs off the streets, because if the drugs off the street, they wouldn't have this job, but they're riding around in their unmarked cars, jumping out on people.
Well, no. I mean, they're skimming the top of it. I mean, that's 100% of the other drug agents Serpico said in New York in the 60s were the drug dealers. They're there just to make sure that the right people are slinging the goods.
And it's crazy, too, because about a month and a half ago, I got arrested for, I had a clean record, no priors, no warrants out for my arrest. This guy, I was on my way home one night from a friend's house. This cop pulls me over. I pulled over. He's in the big F-150 truck. He hops out all mad, asking me why it took so long to pull over. I'm telling him there's a one-way to get in my neighborhood. It's a one-way street. I'm not going to block this traffic. So I pulled up a little bit. So he gets all mad and say, oh, well, where's the drugs? Where's the drugs? Do you have any weed in here? I'm like, there's no drugs in here. I don't have any drugs. So he looks at me, gives me this look like I'm lying. So I'm telling him, I don't have anything, so there's nothing in here. So he says, oh, you want to go to jail tonight or you want a PTA? And I say, for what? He said, you know what, just get out of the car. So I get out of the car and...
No, that's the new thing, is you get pulled over and they go, you're going to breathalyze, you're going to get blood. And then if you don't get down and start sucking on their boots, you go to jail. But now in Texas, that's not even enough. They bend you over the car and start ramming their hand inside your body. And I'm sorry, I am evil. I'm not letting the state police stick their finger up my rear end. I mean, I'm sorry.
And you're not evil because you're not letting them put your hands.
No. That's going to be the new salute, though. Instead of shaking hands, the new thing is to show you're not dangerous. When you see a cop, is you just bend over. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I mean, in America now, that's what you do. Like, I'm going to start. Maybe we should do a comedy video where we walk up to cops and, like, actually, they'll arrest you for flatulence. You seen that where they arrest people all the time now? And you can't even spit 100 yards away. We should all just kill ourselves so the cops can have the earth. Everybody should just chop their heads off. I'm joking, folks. Don't kill yourselves. And most cops actually aren't bad, but it is the government culture of arrogance. Sir, you're just lucky that you got taken to jail. Nick, come to Texas, and they'll give you and your wife a proctology exam with the same glove.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.